I'm joined here by Niamh Connell's AJ Gallagher. AJ, you've come through that one by 6 points, but it was a tough battle.
Yeah, it was a tough battle. But you're always going to get that playing Glenswallow. You know, everyone knows they're a championship team. League form is wrote off completely when it comes to them in championship. And we knew being for a dogfight here today. And you could see that in the first half. They really depend us in, so they did. Depend us in their own kickouts. We were poor on the breaking ball. But thankfully, second half, we turned it around. And we got a bit of a breeze with us in the second half, and we started to find wee pockets, and our running game got a lot stronger. And the two goals were brilliant. Keelan McGill came on, done well for the second goal, I think it was, and then Ethan made a few good runs in too for the first goal. But no, hell of a lot to work on for next week.
Yeah, it's hard to put a measure on hunger in big championship games, but in that first half, when the kickouts were going out to the middle, it seemed to be a Glenswallow man coming up with it all the time. I'm sure that was very disappointing from your perspective.
Yeah, and that's what we did. We kind of chatted about it at halftime, you know, where the bodies were. Did they have more bodies in there than we had? And to be honest, it was very much even. Just they seemed to get the bounce of the ball the odd time, but thankfully, as I say, we rectified it in the second half. We definitely did show a lot more hunger in the second half. And thankfully came good in the end.
Yeah, because although you had that great start to the second half, like Murphy was still a handful inside. He got a mark, he got a great point from play, and they had a chance from another attacking mark to level matters up. Yeah. And then John O'Malley went and kicked a big one off his left foot, and it was a crucial score to put you two up again.
Yeah, that's it. As you said, it was a 6-point win, but you couldn't really turn around and say it was a comfortable 6-point win. Like it was dog eat dog out there, and you know, I suppose scoreboard. It showed 6 points at the end, but it definitely wasn't. It wasn't that. We could have got 2 or 3 points later on, probably, that did show it up a wee bit. But no, it was a titanic battle out there. It was tight.
So you're back in to another semi-final. A week to get ready. Is that going to be enough time to get the improvements and the gains that you need?
Yeah. No. Look at this. I think it was just one of them kind of one-off kind of halves that we had. Like, you know, we're not a bad team. Like we know we're not a bad team. We know we're going to be here, there, thereabouts. Now this year again, we're into another semi-final. I think that's, somebody might have said it was 10 years in a row now, semi-finals. So, you know, we're into the business end of the season now. Whatever team's thrown in front of us, you know, we're ready for it, like. You know, we're ready to go for it.
Any preference for a semi-final opponent?
Line them up.